This month is the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, the dreadful night in Germany when Hitler's brown shirts ransacked Jewish homes, hospitals and synagogues with sledgehammers and smashed the windows of Jewish shops. Those scattered shards of broken glass glitter through time as a terrible reminder of a night when a particularly appalling evil was set loose in the world. We could forget this trauma. We could regard it as an inevitably repeated aberration, a freak rip in the close fabric of humanity, a private tragedy for Jewish people on which we should not intrude. But here's a thought. Why not use it as a focus for understanding, a reminder of how much we need each other, how much we need to understand our differences and find what we have in common, our humanity. This is what we thought when we began to organise an event spanning Melbourne and London to commemorate Kristallnacht. It seemed a wonderful chance to celebrate the fortitude of the remarkable Indigenous Australian William Cooper, who back in 1938 walked into Melbourne to lodge a protest against Kristallnacht at the German embassy. And then suddenly, there was Pittsburgh. A truly horrific incident, not just because of the tragedy of the moment, but because it hurled us straight back into that nightmare of the past. Suddenly, our eminently worthwhile commemoration with its broad, inclusive vision has become urgent, indeed vital. With the election in Brazil of Jair Bolsonaro last week, and fervently right-wing presidents in Italy and Hungary and even locally in Germany, and the UK's hostile environment for immigrants, there is a sense that a new and vicious racism is bubbling up around the world. The Pittsburgh attack must ring an alarm, not just because Jews have once more become under violent assault, but because these outbreaks seem to be happening not just in one or two rogue countries, as it seemed in the 1930s, but all over the Western world, and in countries such as the USA and UK, which not so long ago seemed safe in their liberal multiculturalism. Racism and nationalism could only ever have a negative outcome because they foster division. On a small scale, they lead to persecution and violence. On a larger scale, they bring war and conflict. The future promised by allowing racism to thrive is bleak indeed. Racism can never bring peace because it puts one set of people against another. Racism can never bring happiness because it creates anxiety and fear. So if we want to live in peace, if we want to be happy, we must reach out to other people, however different. We must build bridges, not walls. We must learn to understand each other, to acknowledge and cherish our differences, cherish them for the richness they bring to the human canvas. And so, our event on the 18th of November, entitled Night of Broken Glass, is not simply a feast of mourning to lament a tragedy of the past. It is also a celebration of the world's cultures, a small gateway to promote understanding between them. And the contributors come from every generation and many different cultures to remind us of our common humanity, full of sadness, yes, but full of joy too. Hate mongers feed the propaganda that others different from us are to be feared, that ultimately we are on our own. But this is not the natural human way, whatever they would have us believe. Small acts of daily kindness splash sweetness on the ground, and in the thunder of calamity, our mutual strength abounds. So, let us scotch this lie forever. Let them not rule and divide. For we find our strength together, arm in arm and side by side.